Let's go back to the nursing home debacle. Mr. Bob Heppenheimer, CEO of Guardianship Corps, back with us. And you know what? When you think it can get better, it's only getting worse. Robert, good to have you back.
Good morning, Jay.
Good to have you, sir. So in essence, you know, you saw the reversal. The governor's saying now that COVID positives are not going to be readmitted, as in that mandate going back to March 25th. Also, staff to be tested not once but twice as far as per week. A lot of testing kits and everything else being sent out. Cost factors could be an issue down the road. We will see. But even flaws in this particular reversal have been coming into light here. So in essence, what's your take as far as the latest?
Well, first and most important, they're missing, in my opinion, the most important piece, which is they have still not initiated facility-wide proactive testing of all non-confirmed positives, so that people are being kept on units that are assumed COVID negative. But until you test those folks, you do not know who may be asymptomatic and who may be spreading it. So testing the staff is an important piece of it. It's a huge undertaking to now have to test all staff twice a week on a regular basis. That can be hundreds of people, but it is important and is one of the steps that needs to be taken. However, the most important, the most effective, the easiest tool that has not been deployed is to test all residents so that you can move those. I had one facility test a unit of 53. 8 were positive. Those folks were not known, and had they not been quarantined, would continue to be spreading. And today, May 20th, we are still not testing, nor do I see any plans for it. I did see the federal government, CMS, released guidelines to the states on Monday of this week regarding steps to reopen nursing homes for visitation, which are critically important because we need to open up these nursing homes and see what's going on. And in there, they indicate one of the steps that they recommend is, quote, the capacity for all nursing home residents to receive a single baseline COVID-19 test. So I'm glad to see that the feds seem to understand the importance of them. But somehow, in the Department of Health, they don't seem to understand that it's about the residents. Because as I said before on your show, this virus was in these homes well before anyone knew what the virus was. It's been taking its toll, as Governor Cuomo likened it to embers. Those embers continue to burn today. And the quickest, most effective step we can do to secure the well-being of folks in nursing homes and assisted living is to be able to know that they are truly negative or they're positive and then treat them accordingly. That allows a facility to properly maintain PPE for those folks that are positive and to not have to use the highest level of precaution for the folks that are negative, and allow those folks that are negative to start to receive communal activities and hopefully down the road visits. But I would implore, if the governor is listening, this is the most important step that can and should be taken immediately. Every day, we're missing out to prevent unnecessary deaths by these folks not having their COVID status identified.
And Bob, it seems like a simple fix, as you put it, a snapshot of the resident. My goodness. You know, this is just another notch in the belt of Dr. Deer in the headlights, Howard Zucker, missing the boat. And I'll tell you, I was reading something earlier this morning before I came on the air. I don't know if you caught it or not, but it turns out the DOH didn't even try to track deaths in homes for a full month after the state reported its first fatalities. What an absolute disgrace. Now, keep in mind, folks, New York's first confirmed COVID-19 deaths came from, I think it was March 14th. That was the date. But you didn't hear anything until around April the 16th. that the DOH asked a single nursing home administrator how many residents had died of the disease. This is coming something I read in the Syracuse Post-Standard. That is a disgrace. I'll tell you one thing. That, to me, if you didn't think this guy should be let go, to me, automatic termination of Howard Zucker with this one. I'm sorry. I got to tell you, what an egregious way of doing a job here. Go ahead.
Add into that that none of these folks, for the first month or so, there were no test kits, which there still are not sufficient test kits. So most homes were told, assume that people, when they have the symptoms, have it. There was no testing done. And actually, if you look at the website that the DOH puts out with the nursing home by nursing home deaths, there were two columns. One is COVID. The other is assumed COVID. Because in the first month or month and a half, they basically told facilities, just assume it and treat it as such. It's only now that we're getting this testing capacity that they're able to test symptomatic people. But as I've pointed out, the symptomatic people, either you're getting them when they're already sick or you're missing the asymptomatic people who are spreaders.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible. And I'll give you another example here. This is what the Department of Health folks did as far as he emailed these nursing homes. This is exact stuff documentation, Bob. April 17th, 7:03 in the morning, to ask, what's the total number of residents who have died in your nursing home of COVID-19? It set an 8:45 deadline, by the way, for replies. Keep in mind, March 14th to April 17th now. The next day, it ordered administrators to document every coronavirus death over the prior 6 weeks. That was an email at around noon with a 2:30 in the afternoon deadline. So think about this now. After all of this, the great Dr. Zucker mandated on March the 25th that homes take in COVID-19 positive patients. That's right. Gave the order without having even tried to learn how many residents, Bob Heppenheimer, were dying from this disease. Unbelievable. But then again, you know, this is the same guy who ordered EMTs not to even bother trying to resuscitate. Remember that whole deal? The heart attack victims. And I give a lot of credit to the New York Post, I'll tell you. They really exposed this guy for what he is. It just doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense at all the way he has gone about his business.
Well, certainly, you know, as your earlier caller said, this is a novel virus. Nobody knew anything about this. We were not prepared on the federal level, on the state level. Whether we could have been prepared or not is a whole nother conversation. But certainly, you know, the first month or two, as I think I said on an earlier conversation, it was a tsunami of sick people, people dying, not knowing how to treat these folks. Literally, we were clueless. But by the beginning of May 1st, we knew enough. We should have had enough tests. We should have had enough PPE to have our act together. And today, on May 20th, we still don't have this snapshot to really do, as Governor Cuomo has himself said, do everything we can to make sure that there is no unnecessary death in nursing homes. There's going to be death. There's going to be transmission. It is an awful disease, and it is truly hard to stop. But there are steps. We know them. We have to take them. And right now, certainly, the Department of Health and the long-term care side of the world is missing the boat in testing and doing the best for these people.
And I hate to say it, but they left these people to die. These were sacrificial lambs. That's what bothers me to no end.
They are today. That's my concern. Is every day that goes by, this is our third conversation about this. Why have they not tested these residents and gotten this snapshot so that you and I would know what percentage of all nursing home residents have tested positive and therefore are in quarantine so that we can start a baseline and move forward? This is the most important thing, in my opinion, we can do, not next week, today, to save lives.
And think about this. You know, what's the latest number, Bob? I think it's 5,600 as far as lives we've lost within the nursing home confines. Unacceptable. Mm-hmm. A lot of the experts, by the way, believe that true toll is even higher. So let's keep that in mind. And the thing that really bothers me also is, you know, one last point on this. You know, we keep hearing about data and science, facts. You know, we hear this from Governor Cuomo, which, okay, I'll live with it. Don't agree with it all as far as, you know, what should be happening with the economy and the metrics and opening it up a little bit, especially on Long Island. But please, if you're going to go on the data and you see what has been happening within the nursing home situations and you see how your health commissioner wasn't even collecting key data on the most at-risk population, the most vulnerable, the most susceptible to this disease is unconscionable. It pretty much goes against everything you have said regarding your briefings when you start out by telling us the facts and the data and the numbers and everything else. Doesn't make sense.
Agreed. Just, I hope it gets through to somebody. Test these residents today. Set something up. Every nursing home will be better. Every nursing home and assisted living will be better off. I don't see any reason that they have not accomplished this other than maybe they don't want to know the data that's in these nursing homes. Otherwise, there's no common sense reason. You're right that you're doing more testing in high risk populations. Who is the highest risk? These folks. So why wouldn't you test them and figure out who's negative and let them live their lives and treat them as negatives and then truly keep them negative with the other folks being tested and quarantined out? The common sense is lacking here, and the commitment to truly doing the last piece that needs to be done, I haven't seen from the Department of Health.
Robert, good stuff. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Jay. Have a happy holiday to you.